Israel is set to embark on yet another construction project on Palestinian land in the occupied West Bank, despite international uproar against its expansionist policies. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has authorized the construction of 454 new settler units in Ramat Shlomo, north of Jerusalem Al-Quds. Over the past few weeks, Tel Aviv has approved hundreds of units to be built for Israeli settlers. According to Israeli media reports, authorities have already issued permits for the construction of about 2,200 units in several settlements near the city of Ramallah over the next 15 years. The United Nations, the European Union, and the United States have repeatedly condemned Israel's expansion of settlements as illegitimate. Let's see. Can we talk to Mona Kandil? We have her, if Mona has us. Mona Kandil, these settlements are increasing, and this year might have set a record. At this point, tell us more about this particular settlement by the name of Ramat Shlomo, and, of course, the additions that have occurred repeatedly regarding the settlement.
Well, these new housing units would be built in northern East Jerusalem, Al-Quds, specifically in two settlements. They are called Ramat Shlomo and Ramot, in the heart of East Jerusalem, Al-Quds. It's in the final stages of tenders for plans that have been approved for years. Now, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu approved today the marketing of, as you have mentioned, 450 new housing units. This comes as it seems that Israel is going ahead with these settlement projects, and before it, thousands settlement units near Ramallah. It's in defiance of the international law. It's in defiance of the Palestinian outrage, the Israelis challenging the Palestinians. These are protests that are being held by the Palestinians. One of the reasons of these protests is ongoing settlement activities. Yet it's another attempt by Israel to strengthen the presence of the extremist settlers in the heart of Jerusalem, Al-Quds, and to give them more rights, to give them, let's say, this an upper hand on the Palestinians. The Israeli settlers then will continue their crimes against the Palestinians, especially in Jerusalem, Al-Quds. And there were statements inside the Israeli cabinet meeting, according to Israeli sources, and these were circulated by the Israeli media, that Netanyahu is waiting for U.S. President Barack Obama to leave office. Then the Israelis will have the freedom to continue building in occupied Jerusalem, Al-Quds, as well as in the West Bank. But now, because of the pressure by the international community and the pressure by the United States, the Israelis, in front of the world, they claim to be not building a settlement and not building settler units. But however, on ground, even if there are no new plans, settler units are continued to be built throughout the occupied West Bank and Jerusalem, Al-Quds. And now there's this new plan for building over 450 new settler units in East Jerusalem, Al-Quds.
And quickly, if you can, you know, when we get reports of these illegal settler units being built, sometimes in tandem, but very close to each other, are there reports of the destruction of Palestinian homes. So in this case in point, this has been called somewhat of an ethnic cleansing, because then you have Palestinians that don't have a place to live, and of course more of their land is being taken. Do you find that to be the case, Mona?
That's right. Well, Human Rights Watch called on Israel to stop demolishing the homes of Palestinians because, you know, if a Palestinian, according to the Israelis, carried out any attack or supposed to be carrying out any attack, if he's killed or arrested by the Israeli soldiers go directly to the home of his family and demolish it. But this doesn't mean that only the family home is demolished. The homes surrounding this this home and the homes of neighbors are also destroyed and demolished and, of course, affected. And the families then will have no place, other place to live. And even if the family decided to build a new home on the same where the first home was destroyed, then Israel will not allow it. It's simply an ethnic cleansing policy by Israel, as you have said.
Thank you. Mona Kandil, correspondent there, talking to us from occupied Ramallah. Thanks.